Hey, good morning. This past week's daf Maseches Zevim was daf Pezayin. This morning's learning is for Zchus Refuah Shlema for Avram Yaakov ben Yochanan Miriam. Refuah Shlema. So let's start with the Mishnah on Pezayin. Mishnah of Amas Hamayim. Mishnah talks about like this. Amas Hamayim Shiveret B'chotzer. You have a, how do they translate Amas Hamayim? A stream of water.
Canal.
Okay. Yeah. Water that's flowing through, you have a chotzer. And there's a canal, channel of water that's flowing through, straight through the chotzer. It's attached on to a water, the stream is on either side, outside the chotzer, carries on. It's not limited just to the chotzer itself. That just means that's a veris b'chotzer. It's passing through, it's a waterway which starts outside and finishes outside, and on its way, it passes through a chotzer. So the Mishnah says that ema mal hamenu b'shabbos. You can't fill water from that Amas Hamayim, the Bnei HaChotzer, even though the Chotzer itself, there isn't Avram, people could carry in the Chotzer itself, but there's no problem over here. Rashi tells us the problem is that the Amas Hamayim is a karmelus. So the problem over here is that you carry from a karmelus to a Rosh HaYochid, the Chotzer itself is Rosh HaYochid. A problem of Rishuyis Rabbonim. Karmelus we know is a Rishus Rabbonim, and one may not carry from a Karmelus to a Rishus Yochid or a Rishus Rabbonim. The Mishnah says that there is an Eitzo. Elam ken os mechitza gehoi yitfocha mechniso uvi yitzia. If a mechitza was made gehoi yitfocha, 10-fachum high, that's the size of mechitza. It was made b'chnisa v'yitzia, both in the place where it enters the chotzer and where it leaves the chotzer. If a mechitza is made over there, so then that will be a tikkun, that will fix things over here, and that will allow us to fill up from this Amas Hamayim to carry from this area into the chotzer itself. Rabbi Huda Omer, Kaisel Shel Gaba Tidim Mishum Mechitza. Rabbi Huda holds, no, it's not necessary. The Kaisel which is on top, that will act as the Mechitza. Like this is Shittas Rabbi Huda from before, in the Mishnah before, concerning the din of a Boshe Ben Shtei Chatzeres, that over there also the Rabbanon held that Mechitza Shel Gaba wasn't sufficient. There has to be Nikr. It has to be recognizable that the mechitza was made to service the mayim itself, and being that the koisel that's just made for the chotzer itself, not specifically made to service the water. So that's the machlokes we had in the previous mission, whether you could rely on that or not. And the same machlokes comes into this mission over here concerning the Amas Hamayim. According to the Bar in the previous mission, who hold that you have to make a mechitza, position it in the oigin habor. So over here too, the mechitza has to be made and placed into the Amas Hamayim. Rabbi Huda held the Mishnah before that you could rely on the koisel to act as the mechitza. So too over here, the Mishnah continues. Om Rabbi Huda ma'isa ba'amas shel evil. Rabbi Huda's going to bring a raya from a ma'isa to his shita. That there was a situation that there was an Amas Hamayim which traveled through in a certain place called Avil. Shohim Emal Menal Pizkenim B'Shabbos. That with the permission of the Zakenim, they filled the water from the Amas Hamayim into the Chotzer. And it was okay. The Chachomim Paskins Ken Paskin, it was all right. It brings a riot to himself that you could rely on the Koysho Shal Gabov. Omeloy Meshlo Heba Kashir. But answer, that's not a raya. That specific situation was that the size of Amas Hamayim didn't have the shear which would make it into a karmelus. And that's why the problem didn't start over there in the first place. So what we see from the Mishnah over here is that even according to the Chachamim Shita, which is how we paskin, the Tanakama, but the problem first starts when you have a sheer karmas. We'll see in Rashi the specifics over here, but this is what we see over here. That's where the problem first starts. When you have kashir, then that's the machleik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, whether you can rely on the kaisel shel gabov or not. What was in the Rashi? Rashi says, Amas hamayim, afilu b'shusayochid karmas hi. Even though the Amas hamayim over here, it's l'chare toich mechitzis, it's in the chatzar, nevertheless it has a din of a karmas, and that we're going to have to see why. Why that's so? Why it doesn't have a din of a karmas? But Rashi tells us that's the issue over here, that's the problem. The Amas hamayim has din of a karmas, and that's why it will be also to carry from the karmel, from the Amas hamayim into the chotzer, which l'chayda it should follow also a second problem, that even in the karmel itself, in Amas hamayim itself, also there will be an iser to go dalad amas. Right? That's one of the dinim of a karmel that the Chazal gave. The karmel is similar to that of a rishus rabim, that a person can't carry Dal Amas B'Shus Rabim. That's what we'll see in Mash. Rashi brings the Hazar Dal Amas B'Yamas Potter. Potter Avl also. Right? That's the thing. So the even though our mission is talking about came from the filling up the water from the Karmelis into the Lechatzar, but Lechoda, as long as this Amas Mam has been of a Karmelis, so who had been, then in the Karmelis itself, a person to throw something, you know, make an akir in the karmas in Amas hamayim from one spot to the next, it should also be a problem. Zok Rashi, also a mechitza besoich oigneho al pnei roichva, that if a mechitza was made within the ditch of the Amas hamayim al pnei roichva, entire width, this is the point over here, because this is really the point of the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanon, whether a machitza which is matir has to be nikker. The Tanakam Rashid is that has to be nikker. She nikker shebishvil hamayim nasis. U'machitza as hachotzer hatluyo veres agabo eina me'elis lo. And even though there is a mechitza over here, you have the koisel of the chotzer, but that can't help over here, being that it's not nikr. Va'af agav, the mechitza tluya materes b'mayim, even though they had before, that a mechitza tluya, we could rely on it, lukula b'mayim. Mechitza tluya means mechitza which doesn't go all the way down. And halach is, mechitza tluya is materes b'mayim, right? On that, the Rashi says, that's only when it's recognizable that the mechitza was made for a purpose to service the mayim. Going gizustra, the masnis, in the case of gizustra that we had before, a few times in the Gemara in the previous sugya, when you have a porch extending from a house over a waterbed, and you want to be able to get to a water from there, there's a hole in the porch which allows you to lower a bucket to draw water. You want to throw water into there. So the halacha is that you have to make a mechitza over there. A mechitza, exactly what the conditions are. L'mata. So over there, that's what Rashi is referring to. Over there, it's a mechitza kli. It's not going down all the way. Over there, since it was made, it's nearest that it was made to service the water, that's why it's mutter. Who could go in mechitza shebzei chabor? Or just like in the previous Mishnah, we have a mechitza in the bar, that's when it's mutter. So the truth of the matter is, this is really, our Gemara is exactly the bar. Is exactly the bar. The halacha by bar is that it has to be within the oigin habor. So over here it also has to be.
So why are we doing a separate Mishnah if we're not really coming up with any...
Well, the problem is that it's a different problem over here in this Mishnah. We'll see. We're really dealing with a different problem, and even the solution to the problem is really working differently than the Mishnah before, right? The reason why it's similar in the effect that as far as whether you could use the mechitza agabav to do that or not, right? That's the machlek is over here, and that's the similar thing. But over here, it's really a new issue. So it's not really the same shaila as the Mishnah before.
We have a stream here.
Right. This is a karma. See, before it wasn't a shaila of taking from karma. So over there, the question was being made from one chotzer to another chotzer. Over here, it's definitely in your chotzer. It's not a problem of a karma. And the issue over here is that how do you take away the din of karma from this place? Basically, that's what you're doing. Right, that's the plan. The plan is that you do something to take away that it shouldn't be considered a kamlus. It'll be Rosh Yochanan, and then you could be carried from here to there. Now it's important to note over here that if you mentioned, remember last time in the previous sugya, that there's actually a machlokes is what Beis Hillel Shita is over there. Where exactly Mechitza has to be? Is it just sufficient that it's within the Eigen, even though it's high above the water, or it has to be touching the water, so on the Gemara, it has to be maybe a tefachin, right? If it's down, it has to be tefach up. That is machlekes, what Beis Hillel Shita is, and it's really machlekes v'shoinim, who we passing like, right? You mentioned the machlekes v'ashi and Tosis over here. So that's why, if you look in this halacha over here in Shulchan Aruch, the din of Amas Hamayim, Mechaber says, "Emi mal men b'Shabbes, el kin oslo mechitzah gvoyas ha'tfochom b'chinsos v'tziyosom, v'hei tefach b'menu v'shuko b'mayim." And a tefach of that mechitzah has to be in the water. V'hoyse mechitzah kula, even a sech ha'mayim, if the entire mechitzah goes under the water, then the tefach has to be sticking out. If you remember that this resembles, right, the shittas, Machlek is over here, right? Rabbi Huda. Rashi learned to give more at halachas like Rav Huna. Other Rishonim were not like that. Halachas like so. Exactly how the mechitza by us in this Amas Hamayim is going to be will be dependent on how we paskin over there as far as bor, whether it has to be into the water, even according to Beis Hillel, somewhat or not.
How would that just practically work? Because here you have a stream. There you have a...
Well, it's like this. When I say, so you're right, you have to work this out. How deep is it, right? How this stream?
But if it has to protrude above, right?
Above.
A tefach above the water. Let's say from the ground to a tefach above. So if water is constantly coming, it's going to build up and go over it.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a good point.
What? It's supposed to be solid?
Yes, the truth is it doesn't have to be solid, right? That's what's going to be over here. Maybe we'll get to see that the truth is that similarly, right, you'll see that the mechitza b'chnisa b'yitzi also doesn't have to be a solid mechitza, right? But that's a good point in the practical aspect of this. Yeah. So now let's see over here. Try to understand how this works and what's the problem. Let's see the Rashi further over here. Rashi, next Rashi is Shalevel. This is the Meister of Yehuda brings as a riot himself. Shem Ha'ir, that was the name of the city. V'hoysa oiveres b'soich ha'chatzeres. And there was an Amas Hamayim which passed through the chatzeres in that city. Malhemen b'chatzeres. And they filled up in the chatzer. B'nei chatzer filled up from over there. The Mahan Yulo Mechitzes Kaisel Bechotzer Tuluyo Olel, and they didn't make any special Mechitze Bechnisa Vietzia, and they relied on the Mechitze of the Kaisel itself. That's what Yehuda was showing them. Right? And Rabbi Huda is the same. He goes according to Yeshit in the previous Mishnah that the August by Bar also that by also it's not necessary, and that's how he understood what happened in this case, that they were relying on the Mechitza Shal Gabav. So he's being right that you see that when there is a requirement of Mechitza, but you could use Mechitza Gabav, you could use the the din of Mechitza Tlu Materis B'mayim, even though it's not Nikr. So on that, the one answered to him that, no, you don't have this story right over there. The reason why it was mutter was because it wasn't kishir. Zok Rashi shloi hoisa kishir karmelis. He didn't have the shir karmelis. Oy ba'imek oy baroichav dalit. It was missing one of these two conditions. In order for this amas hamayim to be considered a karmelis, it needs a shir 10 tfachim deep, 4 tfachim wide, and being that it was missing one of these two conditions, so it didn't become a karmelis in the first place, and that's why there was no iser. So it wasn't necessary in the first place to utilize mechitzas. So that's why it was mutter. But if there was a necessity for mechitzas, then you could not have used the mechitzas shagav, right? That's what the Rabbanan are arguing with Yehuda. Yehuda understood that the case was such that it had the shear, and therefore mechitzas were necessary. And he thought they were matter it. They must have been relying on the mechitza shel gav of the kaisel. That's a right in shito. And that Rabban argued and said that no, that wasn't the case. The case was such that it didn't require mechitzas in the first place because it didn't have the shear karmas. It wasn't the karmas in the first place. And that's what they're answering. She'ein mayim nasim meshus la'atzmon bepochus me'oimik yud bereichav dalut. That water doesn't become a reshus by itself unless it has a certain size, which is oimek yud reichav dalet. If it has the shear, v'mayveres b'chus haram havim reshus. I'm sorry, if it doesn't have the shear, then it'll have the din of whatever reshus it's in. V'mayveres b'chus haram. So again, if it doesn't have the shear, like we're talking about over here, it won't get a din of a kamas. What teres reshus does it have? Wherever it is, v'mayveres b'chus haram havim reshus haram. And if they have a puddle this size in the Rishus Rabbim, it'll have a din of Rishus Rabbim if it's not Oymek Yud or Reichav Dalet. Kidisnan Bahazarik, Rashi brings a Ryan. Like you see the Mishnah Zarik, Hazarik del Ames Biyam Potem, the Kamlasi. Someone throws four Ames Biyam Potem, Potlav Osir, it's Osir. Why the kamlasi? It has a din of a kamlas. That's a din of a yam, which is the waterbed has a din of a kamlas. That's a din rabbonon. The Mishnah says, "M'hoya rekik mayim," which is ramaleches boy. Let's say you have called a puddle, versus ramaleches boy. Let's say in the street you have a puddle, a large size puddle, versus ramaleches boy chayev. The Rishus Rabbim who. Because it has a din of Rishus Rabbim. Kam hu rekek mayim, pochus miu tfochim. Less than 10 tfochim. So Rashi says, Almo, we see from over here, mayim she'enon amukim yud, enon mishus la'atzmon. Water, which is not 10 tfochim deep, doesn't have a rishus by itself. And that's why over there, it'll be bottled to the Rishus Rabbim, have the din of Rishus Rabbim. Rashi's understanding Kinir also that the condition of Dalet Tfochim is also a necessary condition in order to have that. And it'll only get a din of a Rishus by itself to have a din of a Karmelis only if he has both of these conditions. If not, it's bottled to wherever it is and gets a din of that Rishus. And that Mishnah was in Rishus Rabbim, has the Rishus Rabbim. Now concerning us, and if it would be in the Chotzer, it would have a din of a Rishus HaYochid, which the Chotzer itself is a Rishus HaYochid. Now, let's hear what we have over here. Apparently like this. It would seem to be... Let's talk about the ditch. Without the water, right? What din does it have? Right? It seemed to be that the din of the ditch itself, without the water, would seem to have a din of the chotzer itself, of Rishus HaYochid. And now that it has the water over here, so if it has the shear of karmelis, then it'll have a din of a karmelis, and it'll take away the din of Rishus HaYochid from that area. That seems to be the cheshbon. Yeah. when the Mishnah Berurah brings this halacha, he says, "The b'shir zeh nasa hamayim mishus la'atzmon, v'shem kamas aleh kisha yam emuna horus." That Chazal gave Yamim Menahoros a din of a Carmelis. Midaraisa would have been a Mokum Ptur, Narus's Rabban. And Chazal gave a waterbed a din of a Carmelis. Din of a Carmelis. So the size of this, what reaches that, what's the size when it could have the din of Yam Menaharis? That would seem to be over here, that's the halochum. That this is the size, and it gets a din of a carmelis when it's this size. Right? But the mokum itself would have a din of a rishus hayochid. Now the reason without the water. Now the reason for that is probably like this. Now, first, what we have to know is that do the mechitzas themselves, do the mechitzas of the chotzer help for that area or not? Are the mechitzas of the chotzer itself? Right? I'm talking about the ditch itself. Do the mechitzas help for that area? I mean, it seems to be from the way Rashi talked before that there's an issue of a mechitza tluya over here, right? Being that the walls don't go down. Don't go down to the ditch over there. So there's a shalva of a mechitza tfluya, which.
When you say mechitza, you're talking about the mechitza of the ditch, or you're talking about the mechitza of
the coastal of the chotzer.
Of the chotzer, not the ditch.
Right. Maybe we'll talk about that afterwards. Right. So, as we want to know the ditch itself, right, which apparently has it without the water, would have it in a rishus hayochid. Right? And there'll be no problem carrying from the ditch into the chotzer. Apparently, it itself would have a din of a rishus hayochid. Now we want to know what's the basis that it would have a din of a rishus hayochid. We are its mechitzas. So the mechitzas of the chotzer itself, which go around, see, that's not so simple to use them l'chayre, because they're a mechitza tfluya, right? They seem to be. They seem to be above the ditch area,
yeah.
Right? But we'll see that there is another halacha. The Marvel talks about it later about din of chayre, right? There's such a halacha that an area a mokum which is tofel to the main rishus will get the din of that rishus, and that could be the reason why. This area would have had a din of a rishus hayochid, and that's why, regardless, this area would have had a din of rishus hayochid. It's only because it has the mayim on it, and if the mayim has a substantial shear, which we talked about over here, which seems to be the shear of a chazal gave a din of yam and horse that has din of a karmelis, so then that area now will get a din of a karmelis. That's so far what it seems, but we'll see that this is that what we're saying now is not totally correct, right? Because there's another piece that we have to see, right? But so far we're getting a little idea. This is true that without the water, that area itself would be a shayach, and there would be no issue. That's why the issue starts only because there's water in that area. The basis of this din karmelis, where does it come from? Why am I a karmelis? Is because of this din of yam menaharis that Chazal gave it. And that's why it's dependent on a shear, right? And that's why the Chacham say, if you don't have the shear, so then the din karmelis was never set to this, and it'll become bottled to wherever the mokum is. The mokum itself is a rishus hayochid, like we're saying. Right? That's what it is.
That's one question. If the stream did not go through the chotzer, just an independent pond.
Okay, we're going to come to that right now. Right. Okay. That's the next piece that I want to discuss. Right. That we're missing right now in the picture over here. Because what we have to understand is that what are we accomplishing now by putting these mechitzas over here? Right? The problem is that there's a karmelis over here. Right? So our Mishnah is talking about when it's talking, we have the shear. It's omek yud, ten deep, it's dalad wide. So fine. So this is a kamlis. So you know what a mechitz is going to help us over here. Right, what a mechitz is going to do? The iri, we're saying the iri regardless has a din of shayochet. So what exactly is the point of the mechitzes?
Why would you view it any differently than the exister? Where you are bringing down the walls to cut the water.
So over there, what's happening over there? You're making mechitzes around the area. Let's see, over there you want to know it should still have a din of a karmelis if it's kavoya yud noch now. It's the elmai. What does it say over there? Over there it would seem to say that if it taka has mechitzis, that would take away the din karmelis from that area. Okay. So over here too, okay, so maybe your question maybe should be the other way. Then if you see from Gzustra that if you put mechitzis, then even though it has, you know, the sheer mind, it doesn't get a din of a karmelis. So over here, what was the problem in the first place?
Yeah,
right? Okay, ask it like that. Okay. I have to think about that. Okay, it's a good point. So now let's just see over here, right? What is the function of the mechitzis? We'll see that if you look in Rashi, even though you're making this point, but you see from Rashi that the point of the mechitzis that you're setting over here is not to set mechitzis and to make it now that the area has its mechitzis. Because look at the Rashi in the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Torah Bon, right? This first part of the Gemara pretty much brings a brayse which elaborates on the Mishnah. Basically same as the Mishnah, just it gives a little addition. Torah Bon. Osu lo b'chnisov le'osu lo b'yitziyah. If the mechitza, which is required according to the Tanna Kamma, was made only b'chnisa, where the water comes in, le'osu b'yitziyah, not where the water goes out. Osu b'yitziyah le'osu lo b'chnisa. Only one of the two places. Ein memal memri Shabbos. It doesn't help. Elkin osl mechitzi tzvachem b'tzio uvechnis. And the Brice over here clearly states that you need both. Okay. Rabbi Huda oimer kaisa shal gaba tidin mishum mechitzi. You don't need any, like Rabbi Huda says in the Mishnah, that the wall which surrounds the chotzer, that will act as the mechitzi that we know. Rabbi Huda maisa ba'amas hamam shahoysa bo me'ev letzi. Toiv ha'im ma'al me'am eb Shabbos. Apiaz Kenim, the Maisa, that the proof that he brings in our Mishnah. Omulob no Sham Raya. No, the right from over there, no Neshla Hisa Mukitfochem Vereichvo Dalit. Like our Mishnah wasn't Kashir, the Braisa speaks out clearly what the Shir over here is. Let's see the Rashi. In this Rashi, the first Rashi over here tells us how it works. Oslo Bhnisli also Lobitsia. Loi Mahani Midi. Loi Mahani Midi. It's no good. Now, why? What was not accomplished that you need the two mechitzes dafka to do? Rashi says the hamuchuberes lemayim shechutz lechotzer bitziyosa. Rashi says the problem is that it's still attached to the water outside the chotzer on that side. V'nasak hol karmelis, and therefore everything, meaning the part inside, also will get the status of a karmelis. But when you make a mechitza both, so what's the heta? How does the heta work? What did you accomplish over here when you made a mechitza on both sides? Ain't a kamlis. It's not a kamlis. Then we look at it as if it just starts in this chotzer, which is similar to the case that you're asking, right? That you see from over here clearly, that if a person would have a pond place in his chotzer, self-contained, it wouldn't be attached to inside or outside, even though it's omuk yud and rochav dalid, it wouldn't be necessary because you already have what the mechitza over here accomplishing. So Rashi over here clearly says that the accomplishment of the mechitza is not so much to make this area give it a din of shziyachin. That's not what we're coming to do. We don't need to do that. The problem over here is that being that it's attached to the waterway outside, and outside it has a din of a karmelis, so that's really what's maintaining the din karmelis inside the chotzer. And the purpose of the mechitzas are to separate it, to detach it from outside. Now the teres chotzer outside can't have an effect on the inside, and that's why the inside doesn't have a din of a karmelis anymore. Which means like this. According to this, it comes out like this, that even though Rashi brings from the Shus HaRabim that if you have a shear, now over there, the Rekek Maim, you know, it's not attached to anything, just, you know, I have this large puddle right in the middle of Shus HaRabim. So over there, if you have the shear karmas, it has a din of a karmas by itself. However, when you're talking about a chotzer, what we see from over here, how the Gemara works, that if it was self-contained, it wouldn't get a din of a karmelis. Tackle would be bottled to the Rishus Hayochid, even though it has the shear. And this that, in our case over here, we need mechitzis, and otherwise it would maintain a din of a karmelis and not become bottled to chotzer, is only if the Shem Chotzer is supported by its attachment to a karmelis which is outside the chotzer. That's what you see over here. So let's hear that again. So what we have over here is that even though Rashi shows us that the sheer karmelis he brings from Rishus HaRabim, but we see over here that it seems to work differently than that of the Rishus HaRabim. Because in the Rishus HaRabim, you have your puddle in Rishus HaRabim, which is not connected to any other karmelis. If once you have the sheer, that in itself gives it a din of a karmelis. In Agamara over here, we see that if it was just a self-contained puddle, which was in the chotzer itself, even though it had the shear, it'd be mutter, because right, that's the basis of our heter. Our heter over here is just detach it. Right, put your mechitza, and what your mechitza does is that we look at it as if it starts and ends over here, and now it's mutter. Well, why is it mutter? Because Rabban that has been of a karmelis. Right, so you see from over here that it doesn't work with the same conditions as the Rishus Rabban. That it's different whether it's in the Rishus HaRabim or the Yochid. If it's in the Rishus HaRabim, then this that it has a din of a karmelis is not dependent on the fact that it's attached to some karmelis, the waterway. This in itself, if it has the shear, will have a din of a karmelis. When you're dealing with it, if it's in the Rishus HaYochid, in order, even when you have the shear, in order for it to maintain a din of a karmelis, it has to be attached to something which is functioning as a karmelis. But over here, being that it's in the chotzer, it's in a mokum, which we mentioned, the ditch itself should have been a Rishus HaYochid. So even though you have the shear, had it not been attached to a karmelis outside, which is giving it the power to maintain its din karmelis, it will become bottled to the Rishus HaYochid, and it wouldn't have a din of a karmelis. Right? That's what you see from over here. Right? So it makes a difference where you are. Now, just to add one piece, just to understand that a little bit, is the reason why Rishus HaRabim is different probably has to do with the fact that Rishus HaRabim has to do with the fact that it's a Mokam Hiluch Rabim. Right? So once you destroy the Mokam Hiluch Rabim over there, so that would make it easier for it to get its own din. See, because what's preventing it in Agamor over here from getting Rishus HaRabim is the fact that it's Rishus HaYochid. The fact that there's a puddle inside, that in itself is not a contradiction to Rishus HaYochid. So the fact that it's in Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid really is always here, the Rishus HaYochid. So that's when, in order for this to take away the effects that the mechitzas obviously are having on it, it needs some kind of support that it shouldn't become bottled. And that support is coming from its attachment to the karmelis outside, which is regardless. Outside is not toich the mechitzas. So outside, regardless, it has a din of a karmelis. So now that we see it attached, that's going to maintain its din karmelis over here and won't become bottled to the Rishus HaYochid. Right? That's what you have over here. Because and otherwise it would become bottled, because the din Rishus HaYochid is not affected at all whether there's a puddle over here or not. Hashenkin and Shusaravn, the fact that there's a puddle, that in itself would have effect on the Iker Din and Shusaravn. Okay, just want to point, you have to work out the details over there how that works, but just makes us understand a little bit better how it works. But the facts are, like we mentioned before, that there is this difference in the cheshbon between Shusaravn and Shusaravn. Shusaravn, to get to maintain the din karmelis, doesn't need to be attached to a karmelis outside. Even a self-contained puddle in Shusaravn will have din karmelis. In our Gemara over here, very clear that a self-contained puddle, amas hamayim, in the chotzer is okay. It doesn't get a din karmelis, even though it has the shear. Why? Because it's gonna be bottled to the teres shusayachid, and that's the gather of the heter over here in our Gemara, that even though in truth it is attached, you put up the mechitzas. What the mechitzas are their job over here is not so much to make a rishus hayochid that we have over here. I need to detach it from the outside. Once you're detached, you lost your support system, which keeps your shem karmas. Now you're bottled to the chotzer, and now you have a din rishus hayochid.
I have a question. If the topography is such that you're going downhill, let's say,
mm-hmm.
you have mechitza on the knisa coming in, but you don't have one on the yitzir. So why should this be a problem? Where you disconnected?
Because you're still attached to the outside, the second one.
But you're not getting any sustenance from there. If anything,
what happened now? Means that you're going to dry out?
You're not drying out. This is all appearances, right?
The salmon fish can go upstream.
I'm not
very funny, but I'm serious. That was the point. The problem is that there's a Pesach here, getting to the outside. So according to what the Shema is saying, it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's upstream or downstream.
Well, because he was saying that...
How do you understand? Yeah.
That we're blocking in this area, so therefore we've cut it off from the karmelis that was outside.
But we're not actually cutting it off. I mean, the stream is still flowing.
No, right? We're talking about visually, right? I mean, right. For hecker purposes.
Okay.
We're
going to view this now as a self-contained stream that's not attached to the outside. That's what we're accomplishing. Even though, you know, it definitely is still feeding, right? And, right, so without the mechitzis, if it will be attached, you know, then that will be the problem. Even though it's attached on one side.
If it was attached on one side, yeah.
Even though it's attached on one side, that's what Rashi's saying over here. If it's attached on one side, the mere fact that it's attached to a functioning karmelis,
yeah,
would give the mayim inside a din of a karmelis. And they wouldn't become bottled to the Rishus HaYochid, and it would maintain its din karmelis that it has by the fact that it's attached to a karmelis outside.
Okay.
Right, that's what we see over here.
Just one more point. When you say it's attached to a karmelis, even if the outside stream is in Rishus HaRabim, it's mainly a karmelis because the stream is a karmelis. Does that make sense? It's not that everything on the outside of the chatzir walls is karmelis.
No, we're talking about the stream outside.
Even if it's through Rishus HaRabim, I'm just clearing a point. It's because the stream itself, by definition, is a karmelis outside, on the outside.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess what we could see over here right now with our limited time, let's jump to the last piece of Gemara over here, which the Gemara asks a question over here, which is a hashloma to this part. So coming out of the Mishnah, what we see over here is that the requirement for mechitzis is only if you have the shear. Now, according to what we're explaining, that means that the attaching... The fact that it's attached to the outside, to a karmelis, that could only give the inside mokim a karmelis only if it has kashir. It doesn't have kashir, even though it's attached, It won't get in it, it won't have shine. It'll be bottled to the Rishus. And that Gemara asks the following question. If you look over here, it's around six lines before the Mishnah on Amud Beis. V'teving kichorek harmus. V'teving kichorek harmus. The Gemara is asking a question right now, that why is it that if you don't have the shear karmelis in the chotzer, then there's no ticking is necessary, and it doesn't have a din. It's bottled to the shliachin, doesn't get a din karmelis. Fracting moral, let it have a din of chayre karmelis. Chayre karmelis. Rashi explains. See the Rashi over here, almost across. V'tevik chayre karmelis. Hi amom. I feel less bushier karmelis, even if it doesn't have the shear. Litzam shmuchayre karmelis. Let it become awesome. The din of chayre. Chayre is like a hole. Rashi and Rashi tells us where we find this halacha over here. Ki heich damim m'seches Shabbos chayre shusaram k'shusaram domi. Such a halacha of chayre holds in the shusaram, which basically means, we'll see the exact application, but if you have an area which in itself doesn't really have the requirements of a Rosh Hashanah, however, since it's near the Rosh Hashanah, so it's bottled to the Rosh Hashanah, and it gets the dinner of Rosh Hashanah, Rashi says, you could go in Kais LaSomach Rosh Hashanah, if you have a wall which is right adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah, Yesh Beichor, and has a hole in it, Bezorak Arba Amis, Benochshom. Person makes an akin in Shusharabim and he throws it in the distance of Dalet Ames and it lands in this hole over here. Chayiv. The halacha is that he's chayiv. The chosh l'hanoch b'Shusharabim. It's considered a noch b'Shusharabim. So you know that hole itself doesn't have the dimensions of the Shusharabim by itself. Or being that situation, it's situated right near the Shusharabim, it's bottled to the Shusharabim and it gets the dinner Shusharabim. It's chayiv. A person's chayiv called mechatas because of that. So hochanami. Being that this stream does have the sheer karmelis before it comes in, hashnam titzak the karmelis asya. The karmelis asya. Now all she should ask because it's coming from a karmelis, so it should have the din of chayre karmelis. So therefore, the Gemara right now is asking is that why, very clear, the Mishnah makes a difference whether there's a sheer. In fact, the Gemara Akash over here, that being that there's the concept of chayre, and the Chari says that if you're attached to something, then you get that din, even though you yourself don't have the requirements. So, Fratik Gemara, in all situations, whatever size this Amas Maim is inside the Chatzar, being that it's attached on the outside of the Chatzar to something which has din of a karmelis, so that in itself should give it a din karmelis in here, and you should require the mechitzas regardless whether you have a shear or don't have the shear. Why do you need the shear that in itself should have the conditions to become a karmelis?
This question is only when you don't have mechitzas.
When you don't have mechitzas, right. In other words, we're asking that you should always require mechitzas. Avada mechitzas would help, right? But why is it that it's very clear, right? That's what the Rabbanan is saying. The ma'is is not a kasha on us because that's when it wasn't kishir. Even if it's not kishir, so the, in itself doesn't have the requirements. Aloch of chayre, if you're attached, right? You're bottled to the, you have a din, you take on the din of the karmelis. So the Gemara has a few answers over here, which is very important to know as far as the Hilchas Karmelis. So the Gemara says like this. The first test the Gemara says is, Abaye bar oven, Rab Chanina bar oven, Dami tavayu, ain't chayim le Karmelis. They say that this concept of chayre wasn't given to Karmelis. Rashi says, ain't chayim le Karmelis, leich mir be'abon kulei hai. Abon, we're not machmer so much, even though by Rishus Rabbim, Rishus is the Rais, it is the din of a chayrin. But the whole din of karmelis is a chumad rabbonim. So they didn't give this additional chaymer. They didn't give it the full din that even chayrin will take on the loch. Okay, so according to this, there's no such thing. No such thing as chayr. Karmelis, fine, so we're safe. Ravashi Omar, filo tema yesh chayrin the karmelis. Ravashi says, no, even if you'll say that there are chayrin to the karmelis, and we shouldn't speak out, because kol the tikkun rabbanon ke'in the rais tikkun, that will be the basis over here, to say that since Chazal Masak and the Karmelis has a din of Rosh Hashanah, so therefore whatever din of Rosh Hashanah has, which was the din of chayrin, so it should follow. So that wouldn't be the answer. However, in our specific situation, there won't be a din of chayiv. Or hanemil besmucha hocha b'mufleges. On that, the Gemara says that the whole din of chayiv, even by Rosh Hashanah, is only because it's somuch. It's very close. I'm trying to say dal tfachim to the actual rishus. But our mokim over here is mufleges. It's further away, which would seem to be saying that the Amas HaMayim, or where the Chotzer by us starts, is not attached to the Amas HaMayim where it has the Shir. The Shir of the Amas HaMayim, even outside the Chotzer, first starts a little further back. And therefore the Rishonim, according to what the Gemara says, are mistopic. And according to that, if it comes out that let's say immediately outside the Chotzer, you have the Shir Kamlis, right? And just inside the Chotzer, right, that's why it's not so deep, not so wide. So according to this Gemara, it should be also then. Right? Because the Gemara is saying, the Rav Ashi over here seems to be going that there is a din of Chayri. And his saying is that, but in general, a din of Chayri, only if you're very close to the place which has the Shir. Because once you're Mufleges, once you're further away, then the whole din of Chayri doesn't apply because you're not close enough to the main Rishos to take on its din. So if that's true, so it would seem to be that the assumption over here is that when the Amas HaMayim comes into our Chotzer over here, let's say there's Dalet Tfochim, even in the Amas HaMayim outside the Chotzer, which doesn't have the Shir. And if that's true, were it to be not like that, it should follow that it'll be Osir, like the Gemara asked, there will be Din Chayre, and you'll need Mechitzes, even if inside the Chotzer it is.
It's coming from not even a Carmelist then.
No, I, of course we're talking about that further back, and it's a Carmelist, right? But we're talking about...
if you have the Dalet Tfochim...
In other words, of course, it's coming, let's say it's attached to a river, right? You know, someplace back there, right? Definitely it originates from someone who's a Carmelist. But we want to know, my Chotzer right over here, how close am I to the spot which has the full Shir?
Yeah.
Right? So the Gemara is saying that my Chotzer, when it comes in, it's not close enough to the place of this Amas HaMayim, which in itself has the Shir. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? So of course, it has the Shir someplace further back, right? Definitely wider and deeper.
But if I have Dalet Tfochim right before the Chotzer, right?
Right.
And it's a Mokum Petur.
It's a Mokum Petur.
It's no longer a Carmelis. I don't have the Shir. And why do I need to have Mechitza Sartor Gunashon? I'm not connected anymore. The problem was I was connected.
You're right. What we're talking about over here, the Mishnah says that if it's not Kashir, then you don't require Mechitzes. That's what we're talking about over here. And Mar asked the question, and it's inside the Chotzer, right? Inside the Chotzer, if you don't have the Shir Karmelis, the Mishnah says you don't need Mechitzes. And that's Mar asked the question that even though it doesn't have its own Shir, but nevertheless there should be a requirement of Mechitzes because of the Din of Chayrei, that the place inside will get a din of karmas by the mere fact that it's attached to a karmas outside. That was the Gemara's kasha.
Right.
On that, the Gemara is answering that this that we say chayre, which is Ram Sham, the din of chayre, is only if you are close enough to the place which has the requirements of the rishus.
Right.
And over here,
inside
the chotzer, it's not a close enough attachment to the amas hamayim, which is outside, which has the shiurim. Now in a chenam, I mean, theoretically, you know, if you, let's say it's dal tzfochim, whatever shiur over here is, then this place could have a din of chayre outside. This might have a din of a karmas because it's adjacent right to over here, which has the shiur. right. But I don't have the
shiur. The dal is a karmas because of what it's connected to.
Yeah, but it's only a chayre. And you want to make a chayre the chayre that is no such thing.
Also,
right?
that's
the Gemara saying. That's the point in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying over here that the din of chayre is only if your area is directly attached to the place which has the proper requirements. But if the place that you attack doesn't have the requirements, the requirements are further back, so then it's not going to affect you. Right? That's the general din of chayre. It's not a special aloha over here. That's the din of chayre in general. And therefore, that's why the question rises according to this, that what would be if the Amas HaMayim outside, just outside the Kaisel, has a full shear, right? And just in the way it was, the ditch was dug, into my Chotzer, it gets narrow, right? So according to this, that it's not muflug, it's not distant, it is somach. So this is what Ross says. Velishna mashma she'ilu hoise smucha hachina mehavak a kamlis. But were it to be smucha in our case, it would be a kamlis. V'achal pi she'en baruch bo dala b'chotzer. Navos, mishum d'roi v'amas ha'mayim ha'nechnes l'chotzer, muflek is noka tanastam. That it's only because the matzias is that most of the time, when you have it coming in, it's not so wide. You have the shear, so that's why the Torah wrote it down. But in the Chanami, if it happened to be that just outside the chotzer it was kashir, it would have a din of chari according to this teretz. And in Chanami, and even if it's less than the shear, you taka need it. You need mechitzes. Now the Tfo brings a sheet over here from the Rashba, from other Rishonim. That there's a loy plug over here. That since regardless, most of the situations are that it's muflug, that in the chotzer it's not that close enough to the place where it has the shear. So therefore, Chazal gave a general din over here of an amas hamayim in a chotzer, that if it doesn't have the shear itself, right, then it's mutter, it doesn't have a din of chayre. Right? And there's a loy plug over here, even though if you would follow each specific case, it really should, but there's a loy plug over here. Since most of the time the situation is that amas hamayim, which is in the chotzer, which doesn't have the shear, directly outside the chotzer also doesn't have the shear, so it doesn't have din of chayri. So now, even in the case where directly outside does have the shear, also loy plug, and Chazal said that doesn't have a din of a karmelis.
So then you're undoing everything we learned up until now.
No. This is, again, we're only discussing when you don't have the shear inside the chotzer, right? And there's the basic
mission. Even if you did have a shear inside the chotzer, right, since it's not connected to something like plug, right? We don't say that it's connected to a karmelis in the situation.
One second. What do you mean? If the mission is if it has the shear, then you make a mechitza.
Make a mechitza. Why? Because it's connected to what is outside, a karmelis, so therefore we have to be not cutting it off.
But you have to remember over here, there's two different halachas over here. Our mission is discussing when in itself has the shear, but since it's inside of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so that you have that struggle over here, that Rosh Hashanah Yochid is taking away the Din Karmelis, and it has its own requirements, so it's trying to maintain the Din Karmelis. So that's what where the mission tells us that Rishon Yochid is going to win. Unless it has an outside support system that is attached to a karmelis, and that's what the mechitzah are doing. We cut off the support system, now you're bottled.
But if you're saying that the stam situation, a light plug, is that we don't have this area connected to a karmelis.
No. What we're saying is that minastam is that if you don't have the shear inside, then you don't have the shear miyad outside. That's what we mean. The stam case is that when you don't have the shear inside, so it doesn't immediately give us the shear outside. That's what we mean. Right? So that's like most cases. You don't have the shear inside, so outside, right away, the shear is not there. It's, you know, a little further back. Right? That's what we mean. Yeah? Okay? Okay. Now it's also important to know that the Rishonim talk about, the Rishonim mentioned, it's the Meduyik in the Gemara, that Israel are actually really arguing on this. The first, it here, Teres Mura says an important story. No chayri on karmelis, right? The holding karmelis is a chumra. So Chazal didn't give an additional chumra chayri on that. Now, Rav Ashi says, I feel tema. So the Muslim region would sound like Rav Ashi come to argue. He says, no, really, there is a din of chayri. And he gives a general rule by all chayri. There have to be samach. If it's not samach, the holding of chayri wasn't said. But the truth is that the Loshna Gemara over here is a filo tema. A filo tema. Yesh chayr in the karmelis. On that, the Ritva says like this: Umistavro the Rav Ashi Rabusa Oshlam Eimer. Rav Ashi just come and tells a chiddush that filo tema the yesh chayr in the karmelis. Even if it were to be over here, it wouldn't be because it's mufleges. Avol shura sadin the ain chayr in the karmelis v'shomokim. I feel Rav Ashi hachin svirlei that the Ritva is saying that it's mistaver. In the Pshat Gemara, that Rav Ashi is not coming to argue with the first Teretz. He also holds that Lahalocha, the true answer is that reason why Chayr doesn't apply over here, because Chayr wasn't said B'chal by Karmelis. He's just coming to add something even more. that even if it were to be in the Ikad in Khayre, you know, even if it wouldn't be a Shuz Drabanan, that also there's a requirement of Samach. Right? So that's why, in addition, it wouldn't apply over here. But we shouldn't be walking away from this Gemara. The Ritva says that Rav Ashi, who's a Basra, right, and maybe he holds there is a din of Khayre by Karmas, because he really agrees with that.
So what did he say? I don't understand.
I mean, that's what I feel Tema means. He's come to tell us that there's an additional reason why over here the din of Khayr wouldn't apply.
This is over here, but would he go to another place?
Well, that's the Mars Bim Dak, right? And he's saying, in this situation, I have something in addition to tell you. Right? I agree with what you said till now.
But Ritva is saying, in theory, in the Maisa, he said, even Ravashi, we hold it, there's no din
of Khayr by Kamalas. Yes. That's what he's saying. Right, so he's not coming to argue with the first teretz. Okay, let's just see over here. The Ravino over here goes back on the Brayse itself, right? It's not a third teretz over here. There's two truths. Okay, so this is Hashlama of the Gemara over here, explaining over here why Chayre is not an issue in our sugya. Were it to be, then there shouldn't be any difference between Shir and not Shir. And this is the explanation why two possible reasons why there's no Din Chayr in our Shus, in our Sugya. If there's no Din Chayr, so now the Gemara goes very good. We have to Shir, so it doesn't come in Karmas in the first place. There's no necessity at all to make Mechitzas.